Welcome to Brewed Business. I'm Ronnie, and I'm here with my co-host, Shelby. Today, we're talking about how to get that holiday help you're so in need for. So grab your coffee, grab your tea, and let's get started. So, Shelby, it is that time of year where we need to get some holiday help in.
Yes.
I always see, you know, as soon as October hits, I'm struggling between balancing my current staff, people wanting to go on vacations, having extra things on my plate, so not being able to be around the store as much, and always in need for part-time help during the holidays. I just saw online that you are looking for help as well. You and Lindsay just posted that you guys are looking for another part-timer. And how's that going for you?
It's going well. We actually advertised on our social media accounts, which was very helpful. Our ideal customer wants in. So it's somebody who already knows about what we're about, that there's two small shops in our one location, that we each have our own separate point of sale systems. So the easiest thing that we saw to do was to advertise on our social media pages, so both Facebook and Instagram, and we had a lot of people reach out. I made our Canva post, and I turned it into a reel.
Which is how I saw it, because I spend so much time curating actual, like, still static posts, and I get so overwhelmed with reels, but that's how I saw it. I was scrolling. I was doing my nightly scroll, and I was like, oh my God, Shelby's hiring. And I saw it in there. I was like, oh, it's, and then I noticed it was a reel, which I thought was so clever because you didn't have to make a video necessarily. It was like stills on a video.
On a video, yep. So we just extended each post a few takes so you could have time to read the information that was listed there, but just pretty much that we need more hands on deck. And from the previous years, we kind of gathered, okay, when are our busiest times? What do we have going on for, like, holiday events? Where are the busiest times on Saturdays or weekends? Can we bring another staff member on board just to help us with the shop upkeep and making sure that we have all employees are supported, so we're not overwhelmed with the crowd? So that was something that Lindsay and I tried to plan ahead of time. We knew if we started earlier in the fall, by the time the holidays roll around, that we would have people already on board and trained.
Well, I think that's so key because if you don't hire someone early enough, you're basically throwing them into the fire. You're saying, all right, good 100%. Luck. This is how our system works. This is who our customer is.
Yep.
And it's not fair to the employee, and it's just so overwhelming. Like, you have to start in fall for a holiday employee. You can't wait until December 1st and say, okay, I need someone for 3 weeks. Right. It just doesn't work that way.
And it's stressful, right? As Ronnie said, that it's just it's a busy time. So you're prepping, you're getting things done behind the scenes as a business, making sure your employees are good and supported. There's just a lot of factors moving at all times. So yeah, that was something that we definitely wanted to make sure that we were set up for success this time. So it was nice when we did share it as a reel because you were also able to see, as if you were a standard post, but we were able to see how many people saved the post and how many people forwarded it to other people. So then that was kind of cool. If somebody had somebody in mind, or, hey, my friend is looking for a part-time job right now, it's people helping you reach the audience that you're looking for. It's your customer base helping you get the word out that you are hiring. So I thought that was super helpful.
As busy working moms juggling the chaos of kids, pets, and running businesses, finding a little comfort is essential. That's why we're obsessed with our Lovesac couches. They're not just comfortable, they're practical too, easy to clean, rearranged to fit our ever-changing lives, whether it's family movie night or just taking a moment to relax between all the madness of the holiday season. Lovesac has been a total game changer for us. Want to experience it for yourself? Head to our show notes in the episode and you'll find our exclusive link to get $100 off your next Lovesac purchase. Your home and your family will thank you. Well, and Shelby, I don't know how you feel about it, but for me, when I post a job, if I post something on Indeed, I feel like I'm not getting the right employee for the shop. It's not somebody who necessarily knows who my customers are. Mm-hmm. When I'm searching through my own customers for an employee or my own artists in my shop for an employee, I always reach out to my artists first when I'm looking. I always send out an email and say, hey, just a heads up, we're looking for part-time help. And then I'll post online if I don't get anybody, because I feel like the artists for my shop, at least at My Country Story, have a buy-in. They want to see somebody who also appreciates artisan work. They appreciate the type of products we bring in. They appreciate how local we try to become and how local we are. And I think if you are just blasting it out there for anybody, you're going to get somebody who's not, doesn't have that same buy-in mm-hmm. for your company and your business. And you want someone who can represent you behind the register if you're not there.
Oh, agreed. I think a little while back, we chose to use Indeed for our other business. And it was one of those things. I believe that there's an algorithm inside of each of these platforms so that they're obviously trying to get the people who are coming to them to try to find the jobs, where they will also be like, okay, you have a certain amount of customer experience, so we're going to drop you in all of the retailers' platforms, which might not necessarily be a good fit for that one person that is applying. But because Indeed or the recruiting platform that you're working with is pushing the wrong candidates to the employers, and it's pushing the wrong jobs to said employees that are trying to find a job. So I would be careful there. And as small businesses, we only have a certain amount to spend on a budget of that sort. So I ran into that issue with Indeed where they mm-hmm. were charging you per person that they gave you a resume for.
Wow.
Well, those weren't even qualifying candidates. So there goes this mm-hmm. much money per wrong find for us. So it wasn't really helpful. They have then since, I think, critiqued their strategy, but it was one of those things that was so defeating during that time, and then that was a money loss, and we still were short an employee. So it was like a lose-lose. So it was one of those things. Okay, so then you go back down to your to the core of your community, the people who understand your business, who support your business, who are excited about, just as Ronnie said, your small shoppers, the people who really appreciate that community feel and the connection. And I think that those are your target audience. So you will be surprised when your target audience is actually right in your back door. Mm-hmm. If you kind of just about face and turn and look and ask.
And I think there's something to be said for going completely old school and posting a we're hiring sign inside your shop.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so backwards, but that is the best way to find people who are already shopping and already understand your brand and your shop, and can say, I love this, I want to get a part-time job here, whatever benefits that you can offer them, of saying we have an employee discount, or they just know the product. You know, the people who are going to see that sign are going to genuinely care about your business because they're already in it shopping it.
Mm-hmm.
They know what to expect. And I'm not going to name names, but I have an employee who every single shift buys something.
Yes.
I love her. Yeah. But I can see, because, you know, we have the discount. But every single shift, she buys something. And I crack up because she jokes that her entire paycheck is just going right back into the store.
Yes. Yep. No, absolutely.
She's got all her holiday shopping
right
done, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and then you have to really support your team. So for us, a couple things that we do to try to get them excited about the products that we carry is we do a bingo. So we have this really fun little bingo sheet of products that we're either, they might not know very well, we need to push, we've had for a while, or something new. And once they get a certain straight on their bingo card for selling items, they get a little bonus. And I think that's a really fun way to tie in both an educational aspect of what your products are, because they have to learn what the product is in order to sell it. But also it's helping you as the store owner at the end of the day say, okay, these are the things that I really need to get moving, or this product line's new and no one really knows about it, let's educate our staff on it more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be sitting there going, how can I make my employees' jobs easier? Not just they're working for me. They can get overwhelmed really easily too. You know, something like an employee handbook is super important to have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time consuming to make, but it gives them the self-confidence to take care of a situation on their own. So if they're like, I don't know how to get a hold of these artists, you have a format that says, hey, this is their phone number or cell, or this is how they like to be contacted. If we need a restock, they can do it without having to ask me to do all the communication. As a store owner, you're pulled in 300 different directions every day. And any little bit that can help you to say, okay, my team's got my back, you have to step forward and do the back end work first to make sure that the expectations are set, the materials and the handbooks are there for them so that they have the information right at the tips of their fingers.
Absolutely. We both, Lindsay and I, have different point of sale systems.
That's so hard.
I have Shopify, she has Square, but what is nice about each one is that you're able, in the description of each product, you're able to see where the product is from, who the maker is, what ingredients are, a little bit more about each product that you have available. So that is really helpful too. We have a few different essential oil blends. One might be energy, and you might be like, well, what exactly is in there? Or if you can't necessarily read, the ingredients are very finely printed on there, well, you almost need a magnifying glass. So then that's an easy resource just to be able to say, oh, hold on, let me pull this up. This has lemon essential, you know, all of the different things on what makes up different blends or different products. Just for clarification, so we always use that as a resource. A lot of wholesale vendors will also automatically put their info in there. So that automatically comes through our end, which makes it a lot easier. Or you can go in and edit. So we have a lot of local products too. So if you're not there, at least your staff knows.
Yeah. Well, and that's really important with having a different point of sale system with you, where you're two shops in one location. But having to train someone on both point of sale systems, that's can be intimidating to somebody to say, okay, well, all right, well, I'm already going to learn, you know, Clover or Square or Shopify. And then all of a sudden you're going, I have to know two.
Yes.
But I think it's important to make sure that you're setting them up for success and saying, this is the tips on this one. This is the tricks for this one.
And they're both so similar to the point where they're almost identical, but certain things are a little different. I know that Ronnie has barcode scanners, so that's also different.
And that just depends on you as a store owner, how you want to set up your point of sale system. For me, it was super important. I use Square, but it was super important that I had a barcode system and a scanner set up because we have so many different items. It's super time consuming on the front end with artisan items to give them each their own barcode. However, when we're trying to find an item in the system, when you've got 3,000 pairs of earrings and you're going, okay, well, this one's pink, but there's like 20 other pink ones. Which one is it? Instead of having to do that, I can get it on the website and have a barcode directly for that. The employee, if the barcode doesn't scan, they can type in the barcode, find the item, so they're not struggling when it's super busy. Mm-hmm. And also putting items in with a name that makes sense. If I sit there and I go, okay, palm hat, because it's like a palm beanie hat. Okay, well, which artist is it? I've got two different artists that do palm beanie hats, or I've got three colors of it. Which one is it? You need to set up your system in a way that it's not just what your brain is thinking and what would be easiest, but also what would be easiest if someone else who didn't know the product came up to your register and had to find the item. Mm-hmm. So we play a game a lot where I say, okay, here's five items. Pretend the barcode doesn't work or it's illegible. Find it in the system. Mm-hmm. And I think that's super helpful because then you start thinking, okay, what keywords can I type in? And also teaches me as a person putting in a lot of these items, what keywords do I need to include?
Yeah, how do other people's brains work as well?
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to be an advocate for your employees and saying, I want to make the job as easy for them as possible so that they can feel empowered to do the job and do the job well. Mm-hmm. They're representing you at the end of the day. And if they're sitting there struggling and freaking out because something's not working, well, that is just a reflection of you as a shop owner not taking the time to make sure that your employees have all the tools that they need.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And then some of the things we just try to do to set them up for success, because we have two sides to our shop here and multiple employees, we have a communication log. So that makes everybody on the same page. I have live plants in my side of the shop, so we write down, hey, I watered the plants on Monday, and then we'll know, hey, we don't need to water them towards the end of the week or into the next week. And then just little things, so-and-so stopped by, just a nice communication just to know if somebody even came by your shop to see you and you weren't there, that that's known. We also leave our cell phone numbers, so we're only a text away, both business owners. So that way, if there is a question about a vendor, or if somebody, a customer comes in and wants to know, and we don't have that answer right then and there, that we're able to contact the customer afterwards. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not physically in the building, you're still in the game. Yep.
Yeah, for us, our store phone is actually a cell phone. Yeah. It's an iPhone. And so we use Macs in our shop. And by using Macs, we have the ability to hook up iMessenger and text messages to all the computers. So if an employee needs to get a hold of me, they don't have to pick up a phone to text. They can type on the computer and shoot me a message. Yeah. And also with customers, say somebody calls and they say, hey, I'm looking at your headbands. What ones do you have in stock? You can take a picture and text it to the customer.
That's huge. Yeah.
So we found ways to try to make the communication between customers and employees easier, ways to make the communication between management and employees easier. Anything that you can do that helps your employee will also be helping you. Mm-hmm. So you have to really advocate when looking for customers, especially seasonal part-time customers who aren't in it for the long haul. So they need to know all of the information they can get as quickly and concisely as possible so that it can learn it and then jump right in with your everyday staff.
Mm-hmm. We use, it's called OnePhone, so it's a third party app on your cell phone that just, it uses a completely different cell phone number. When they originally came out, you were able to text and send photos, but there's something changed where you're unable to now. Yeah, so that's one of those things where as a small business owner, we have Comcast as our basic internet setup for Wi-Fi, but the amount that they wanted to charge us for a landline, and now, unfortunately, all you get is these automated telecalls. So it's a waste of a budget. As we always joke about balling on a budget, do you want to spend an extra $60 to $70 on a business line when half of them are going to be spam calls?
Yeah.
Or can you spend $10 to $15 a month having an app or having a different resource or a different phone that you're able to also then separate your personal line from your business line?
Yeah. I think looking for holiday employees can be really tough, and especially in today's market where there aren't a lot of people looking for that part-time small shop side job,
mm-hmm.
you have to try to find the right person as easily as possible. And that definitely means tapping into your current customer base. I would say if you're looking for employees for this time of year, really look into who's already shopping you. Who do you know that already knows your business? And don't be afraid to reach out to those individuals who have previously come in and said, oh my gosh, I would love to work here,
mm-hmm.
because you don't know. You know, check with them. They might only be able to do every other weekend, but that every other weekend could help relieve another employee or help give you extra help on those busy weekend days.
And then I would just say, just communicate and be transparent. So we knew right ahead that this might not be long term. We are looking for an employee to move past the holiday season, but we open that up to say we're looking for the holiday season, and then there's potential for a longer term. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to lead you on and say, hey, I need 3 part-timers. And then at the end of the holiday season, when we cut back our hours, then we're strapped to say, oh, we need to stay open an extra day to make sure that we have enough hours to cover for so-and-so, where it's like, this is what we're about. This is how we do it way ahead of time so that you know this may or may not be for you. That's okay. But then at least everybody knows what they're expecting and what's expected of them. The clarity helps for sure.
Clear expectations are definitely where it needs to be when creating any of your content that says this is what we're looking for in an employee. Instead of just saying we're hiring, be specific. Say, you know, we're looking for weekend, or we're looking for only evening. It may only go through the holidays, but be clear so that those people that are applying, they know what to expect. An interview goes both ways. It's just as much them interviewing you to see if you're a good fit for them as if they're a good fit for you.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that we do, because we are the two shops and we're trying to coordinate, we actually do our planning, and it doesn't work all of the time, but we try to get everybody's schedule 1 month to 2 months in advance.
Whoa, 2 months.
Yes. So certain things where people are like, hey, I know that in November I go away every year around Thanksgiving. I'm not going to be available at this time. tell us ahead of time and we'll work around it and figure it out. But there's so many moving variables with two shops, two different shop owners, scheduling, making sure that we're open and having the coverage. There's so many moving parts and people and us wearing all the hats where that works. So some people are like, there's no way in heck I'm going to even know what I'm doing next month. And other people are like, this is awesome. Obviously, we're accommodating if things come up, but at least we have enough staff members on deck to help cover, just because it is. It's like a lot of Tetris. If one person needs to move, then we have to like totally slide a million different things around. Lots of equations to work out to make sure they all add up. But then that's also helped. So we're very upfront about that, just to be like, if you have any plans or you have anything going on, just give us a heads up and we'll work with you.
Yeah. And we'll include in our show notes our tips on how to write a clear and concise job description when posting online, just so that you can take a moment and look at, am I putting the right information into what goes into posting a job description when hiring people?
And the more precise, the more specific you are, you will waste less of your own time. So the more you disclose specifically on what you're looking for, you're not wasting their time and you're not wasting your time. As a small business owner, we don't have much time to waste. So it really just filters the people that you were looking for and to make everything work even more smoothly.
We are out of time today. I have to go open my shop. we are sitting here. And
oh my God, it's 10:02.
It's 10:02. We are beyond our open time. But thanks for tuning in this week. If you want to check us out on iHeartRadio and Apple Podcasts, also check us out on Instagram and Facebook. We're always looking for new topics and what we should cover. So feel free to drop us a note or comment on any of our posts. And we'll see you next week.
See ya.